I want to echo on behalf of the entire Kolam Mazel Tov, not only to Chaim on Anochas Tefillin, but to his parents and the entire Mishpacha who are joining us. It's a tremendous chus for us to be able to celebrate with the entire Teretzin family, especially the mitzvah of Anochas Tefillin, which is of course so close to our hearts these days as we're learning the sukkahs together. So really, Chaim Shiko Mechayel Uchav, many, many happy, healthy years going forward. So we left off yesterday, we were talking about the mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah, and the question becomes, if a person recites the Birchas HaTorah like they're supposed to in the morning, and they begin to learn a little bit after davening, and then they stop, perhaps they go to work, perhaps the other things taking place, and then later in the day, they want to continue learning, are they required to recite a new Birchas HaTorah? So based on some of the things that we spoke about in the past, that Birchas HaTorah, at least according to some, is a kind of a Birchas HaMitzvah, it should probably be bound by the regular rules of Birchas HaMitzvah. And we know that when it comes to Birchas HaMitzvahs, if a person starts doing a mitzvah, then they stop for a while and they come back to it, so they usually do have to recite a new bracha. Let's say, for example, sukkah, if a person eats breakfast in the sukkah, then they leave the sukkah for many hours, they come back much later in the day, then they wouldn't recite a new leishah b'sukkah. When it comes to tzitzis, if a person is wearing tzitzis and they take off their tzitzis for a long amount of time, I don't want to try to define what that means, a long amount of time. That's probably the number one question on NTSY call every single summer. It basically depends on how good or how bad your basketball team is, how many games you win or lose, depending how long you're going to have your tzitzis on or off for. But back to a regular mitzvah, so if a person has a hefsik in the middle of a mitzvah, they would recite a new bracha. The question is, how does that play out in the Birchas HaTorah? So Tosfos in Masechet Brachos raises this question, and Tosfos draws a distinction between sukkah and Birchas HaTorah. The mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, it doesn't have an end to it. There is no zman, there is no shiur, and therefore there hopefully should never ever really be a hefsik hadas. There really is no interruption. When it comes to sukkah, I ate in the sukkah in the morning, I ate breakfast, I'm doing whatever I'm doing, come back 4 or 5 hours later, I recite a new bracha. When it comes to Limud HaTorah, a person never stops, a person's mind should always be on his Limud HaTorah, he's going to return at any given moment, and therefore there is no real built-in hesek hada'as. There are others who add a little bit to Tosfos and say that even when a person is not literally learning with the Gemara in front of them, a person is no doubt always speaking in terms of learning. That things come up during the course of the day. A person is sitting at lunch, so he's also thinking and learning. What does that mean? Well, he's looking at the food and trying to figure out what bracha should he make on this particular food. But when he's at work, so he's thinking, let's say I'm a doctor. Is this particular thing that I'm doing, is this halacha? Is it not halacha? I'm a lawyer. There are shailas that come up during the course of the day. So a person inevitably is always going to be thinking and learning, and therefore there is no real built-in hezchada. So for a variety of reasons, so our practice is that when you recite a Birchas HaTorah in the morning, that bracha lasts you for the duration of the day. Is there anything that could happen that could possibly break up that Birchas HaTorah? So we'll have to talk about that a little bit in the next year. What if a person takes a nap during the course of the day? Well, what if already goes into the night, and now he goes to sleep for the nighttime and wakes up in the middle of the night? Do those kinds of things interrupt the Birchas HaTorah? Hopefully, it's a Shem on Sunday. We'll try to continue with those.